We have Sunshine in the studio, but we have Sunshine. Okay, Sunshine is a dog. But with Sunshine and holding him is Natalie. She's 16 years old. She's on the youth board of Assistance Dogs of the West. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. And also here is Jenny. She's also on the youth board. Hi, Jenny. You're back with us from Assistance Dog of the West. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Talk to us about assistance dogs. Tell us. I guess the kids have a ton of questions, but let's start with the very basics. You've got Sunshine here. Our listeners probably barely believe that, but we're going to take a picture and post it to Facebook because Sunshine is being so polite and sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have Sunshine right here, right next to me. Basically, Assistance Dogs of the West is to do this, to have a dog in daily life, daily activities such as these, where they can be calm and collected and focused and allow people with assistance dogs to live the life that they want to live. So we train for different disabilities such as mobility. We train for autism spectrum disorders, basically anything in between deafness and blindness, anything in between those two.
Wow. Jenny, yeah, go ahead. The assistance dog trainers, you guys must spend a lot of time.
We do. Each dog is in training for about 2 years, and Natalie gave you a great list of all the things one dog can do with one person, but we also have single dogs that work with many people. We have dogs who work in our courthouse systems with little kids who have to testify about really painful stuff that's happened to them. The dogs make it safe and fun and okay for them to talk about scary things. We also have dogs who work in the FBI. They're not police dogs. They're there to help people who've been around a really traumatic event. They're there to be comforting dogs so that the FBI can learn more and know how to stop things like this in the future.
Wow. Like, how do you train a dog to be calm like that?
Basically, it's looking at temperament, first of all, because if a dog is already set up to be calm and focused in a situation that's very emotionally trying, then they're already a good candidate to help people who are going through a hard emotional process. So we look at the dog's temperament, and then we also just release them and have them, hold on a second, Sunshine. Hi, Sunshine.
Sunshine is a good girl,
good
but
girl.
She does fall to temptation.
Yes, she loves little pets and kisses. Good girl, Sunshine. So yeah, we look at the dog's temperament and we look at how they are in public and if they could deal with such emotional situations. And then we help train them with a baseline from there where they deal with cuddles and kisses and just, you know, focusing on their emotions and the person's emotion that they're trying to help.
So what do assistance dogs do?
Assistance dogs are there to help their trainer or a lot of people deal with whatever's going on around them. So Jenny mentioned one dog, one person. That's when an assistance dog is helping one person at a time. So they're helping one person go through their daily activities. Maybe they want to hang out with friends, but they might have seizures or something, and they might not always be able to deal with their seizures alone. So their dog helps them hang out with their friends and be happy. But then if they have a seizure, their dog will help them through that seizure and alert them for that seizure. And then if a dog is helping a lot of people, then like Jenny said, then they'll go to big groups and help them deal with emotional situations like testifying in court.
So generally, is there a few breeds that are really good for service dogs? And then also, are service dogs generally purebred or mutt?
Good question. So a lot of our dogs, basically all of our dogs are from breeders because that way we know their history so that we know that they're healthy and we can basically trace back their history 75 years. So we know everything that could go wrong with them and we try to get the healthiest dogs that we can so that they can do the best that they can. So most of our dogs are labs or golden retrievers. Sunshine here is actually a lab and a golden retriever, if you can believe it. So she gets the best of both worlds. Yeah, exactly. So,
nice.
Yeah, we mostly do labs and goldens. We have labradoodles. We get a ton of different dogs, but most of them we know and get them from breeders.
How many are there?
There are about 30 right now in our program going through and graduating and learning.
Yeah, Maggie.
Is it possible to have other kind of service animals?
There are. Since we're Assistance Dogs of the West, we mostly train dogs, obviously. But, I mean, I'm sure that there are a bunch of different assistance animals out there, for sure.
Yeah, so there are actually laws. The only two animals that can be official legal assistance animals are dogs and miniature horses. Imagine a horse in a shopping mall. Oh, my God.
Or on a plane.
But you can have dogs and miniature horses. You can't have assistance cats or assistant monkeys, although some people train those, but they're not legally allowed to be out in the world with their person.
Interesting. Wow. But I guess we can predict that dogs are going to be pretty calm and well-behaved, maybe more so than a monkey or a cat, perhaps.
Yeah, they're also more approachable in public.
Hey, speaking of being approachable, you guys came in here. We have some really young kids in our crew. And obviously, the first thing everyone wants to do when they see a service dog is what, you guys?
Pet it.
Pet it. Who can resist? I mean, we're posting pictures right now to facebook.com/KUNM Kids. And you can also see that on Twitter, KUNM Kids. And you can see how cute Sunshine is. I have done the very best I can do to not pet Sunshine. But boy, oh boy, hard to resist. Tell us about petting service dogs.
Yes. So obviously, like you were saying, dogs are adorable and so cute. So when they're in public, everyone wants to pet them, which is natural. And it's kind of hard to fight that natural desire to pet dogs. But basically, when assistance dogs have vests on or they're in public, they're working, which means that they need to focus on the task that they're doing at the moment. So we encourage people to ask if they're going to pet an assistance dog. And typically, the answer will be no, just because we don't want the dog to be distracted when they're focusing on working with their person and working on the skills that they need to be learning. Jenny and I are trainers, so we encounter this a lot when we're training, having people just walk up and pet a dog, which really kind of interrupts the flow of the session because the dog gets excited by all the pets and cuddles and the squeaky voices and happy voices, and they get excited and they think that it's time to not work and relax. So we generally say that in public, and also when you just see a service dog in general, just make sure to ask before you pet.
Where are they allowed?
They're allowed essentially everywhere. Service dogs, the aim for service dogs is to allow people to go wherever they want to go, whenever they want to go, and live as normal life as possible. Unfortunately, sometimes businesses don't allow service dogs because there's something called fake vesting, which is where people buy a vest online and then put a service dog vest on their pet dog, and they take their pet dog into stores and businesses. And unfortunately, the pets just don't have the adequate training or the temperament that we really look for in a service dog and work on with a service dog for a year, 2 years before we actually let them out in public. And so then the pets might act badly and the businesses might not want dogs to return.
But is that legal? I mean, can a business say no service dogs allowed? Well, is that allowed under the law? Jenny, what do you think?
They cannot say that. But so they can't have a sign saying no service dogs allowed in their business. But if a dog goes in there and the dog is misbehaving, they can ask the person to remove their dog. They can't say that the person can't be in there, but they can ask the person, your dog can't be in here. I'm sorry. But service dogs are allowed to go anywhere the public goes. Movie theaters, restaurants, malls, airplanes. They should be allowed to go anywhere.
Well, we've been speaking with Jenny and Natalie. They're on the youth board of Assistance Dogs of the West. And is it Assistance Dog International Awareness Week? Is that how it goes? Yeah. And that's happening right now all over the world, where folks everywhere are trying to raise awareness about assistance dogs, what they do, how people get them, and how you should behave around assistance dogs if you are not one of them. You want to tell us really quick what's going on in New Mexico for that?
Absolutely. So like you said, we're trying to make people more aware of how to be polite around service dogs. Please always ask to pet them. We also want to make them aware of what service dogs can do for them, the different jobs that these dogs can do. And you're apparently going to have some wonderful guests who's going to talk about their personal experience, which is great. We also really want to remind people about the fake vesting. That is not an okay thing to happen for your pet, because as much as we all love our pets, I love my pets so much, they're great, they get traumatized, they get scared, and they're unhappy when you bring them to a lot of public places. So if you love your dog, it's better to keep them home where they are familiar, they know where they go, they can snuggle on the couch. Whereas in a public place, you could be endangering another service dog if your dog, for whatever reason, misbehaves. And it's just not a good situation for your dog because our service dogs spend 2 years in training. They're trained from birth. They know how to be confident. They know how to see a kid riding around with balloons and screaming and running with an ice cream cone in their hand. And the dog still will not get scared. They won't try and steal that ice cream cone. I might try it, but the dogs won't. So it's important to recognize the hard training and hard work these dogs go through, as opposed to just bringing your pet out there and scaring them and possibly endangering a real service dog and a real service dog handler.
That's really important information. For more information on Assistance Dogs of the West, how can people find out more? And can kids get involved in this training program? And honestly, Natalie, you're only 16. No, not only, but you are 16, much older than everybody here in the room, except for maybe one person at the microphone here. And and Natalie, you're involved. So kids are allowed to be involved in training assistance dogs?
Oh, yeah, they're encouraged to. I actually started out in a in-school class at La Mariposa Montessori in Santa Fe, and I was 8 years old when I started. And so it's basically, we do after-school, in-school classes. There probably won't be in-school classes, obviously, for people in Albuquerque, but we do after-school summer camps. We just finished a round of summer camps. So there are so many ways for children to be involved in ADW. We really encourage it.
Tell us the website, if you will. Yeah.
AssistanceDogsOfTheWest.org.
Thank you both so much. We have Jenny and Natalie. They're on the youth board of Assistance Dogs of the West.